Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Our Friar Friday coverage continues with Padres reliever Emilio Pagan, and we're very happy to have him on the program today. Emilio, great to talk to you. Let me start out by just asking you how much healthier you are at this time this year as opposed to the beginning of the season last year.
Man, it's it's nice to feel healthy to start off the season. Ultimately we got to where we wanted to be, which was in the playoffs as a team. But to be able to be healthy and get off on the right foot personally is a good feeling. So compared to last year's opening day, I feel night and day different from last year.
That's awesome. Well, let me first start by saying welcome for year number two here with the San Diego Padres. I know that has been a somewhat of a sticking point for you. You felt like you wanted to find a place where you weren't on the move. You'd be able to not have to meet new teammates. And the comfort level, I would imagine, this year, much like the injury issue last year, is night and day as well. Just talk about what that meant to you to be able to return to a franchise again for the second year.
Yeah, it was huge. I kind of got to the point where each offseason I was just kind of waiting for a phone call. So, it's nice to have the same coaching staff, front office, and teammates this season that I had last. You know, I don't have to relearn what the schedule looks like and what kind of the terminologies are that we use as an organization. So it's been huge for me as far as the comfort factor. So, I'm very thankful and appreciative to be with the good group, obviously a very talented group. So hopefully I can trick them into letting me stay around for a long time.
Emilio Pagan is with us, the Padres' great right-handed reliever. And, Emilio, I know you have a good relationship, and the whole bullpen is like a separate team. You guys all get along. But talk a little bit about just the four guys that are at the back end right now of this bullpen, yourself and Drew Pomeranz, Keone Kella, and Mark Melancon. I mean, you guys have been lights out so far. I would imagine there's a part of you that would like to be pitching the ninth inning, but you seem pretty settled into the seventh or eighth, whatever it might be. And can you tell us what you think it's going to happen moving forward with this group?
Honestly, I expect a lot of how it's kind of started out. You know, I don't think we'll be perfect all year long. That's an unrealistic goal, but I expect a lot of competitive innings from the four of us, and hopefully from pretty much everybody. So as long as we can stay healthy, this bullpen has a chance to be special. And to answer the second part of your question, yeah, absolutely. I don't think I was too shy about it in spring. I'd love a chance at the ninth, but when me and Dan Altavilla were in Double-A together with the Mariners, we talked a lot about how nasty Mark Melancon was and how fun he was to watch pitch. So to now be on the same team as him and watch him work and go about his business. I mean, the guy's is an ultimate pro, and you can tell why he has over 200 career saves. So, I said in spring I'd love the ninth, but also would not be upset if I didn't get any saves and we were a championship team. So my job right now is to get him the ball with a chance to win the game, and he's going to do his best, and it seems like he's going to be pretty good at it. So, he's been awesome to get to know as a person and as a teammate. So I'm thankful to be pitching in front of him, and hopefully we can keep this run going as a bullpen for a long time.
Emilio Pagan, one of the Padres' back-end arms, joins us here on Friar Friday here on Gwen and Chris. And, Emilio, I went back and I was looking through your career and at StatCast, and earlier in your career, you used the fastball a lot. And I noticed over the last 3 years that cutter, slider, I think you referred to it as a cutter, has started to kind of come up. What is it about that pitch that makes you use it as much as you do?
Just seeing the numbers on it, you know, seeing the numbers from the analytical department, from our research and development department, you know, showing basically, you know, how much slug and opposing batting average and everything is down on that pitch. You know, I love my fastball. I'll always throw my fastball a lot, but my fastball is also a very high fly ball pitch. So coming in late in the game, runners on, whatever, where a sack fly could possibly tie a game. You know, I'm not going to shy away from my fastball if I think it's the right pitch. I'm still going to lean on that. I think it's my best weapon. But my cutter seems to get more ground balls, weak contact. So, you know, as long as I'm coming in big time situations, I've learned that I need to use that pitch, more, simply just to be less predictable.
Right.
You know, I feel like my fastball is an elite fastball. I feel like it's one of the best in the game, but you know, if I'm throwing it 75-80% of the time, then it's not going to be as elite as it could be if I'm closer to 50-50 with my usage. So as long as my arm, you know, keeps bouncing back the way it has in years past, you know, I'm going to try and get closer to that 50-50 level just to remain as unpredictable as possible. I think it makes both of my pitches better.
Emilio Pagan is our guest here, one of the great Padre relievers on this 2021 ball club, native of Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I just wonder, Emilio, when you grew up playing baseball, when did it first hit you that maybe a relief pitcher was going to be the story for you? I'm assuming you played a whole bunch of different positions. You probably started games in high school. I don't know anybody that grows up as a late-inning reliever, but eventually – it kind of just fits. Tell us a little bit about how that all worked out.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I didn't start doing the whole reliever thing until I was a junior in college. I was a shortstop, third baseman, played a little bit of outfield, pretty much all the way until that point. I did start as a starting pitcher my freshman and sophomore year of college. But at the time, I was only throwing probably 87-90, and you could kind of see where the game was going, and that just wasn't going to play for a right-handed pitcher, in my opinion. So I wanted to give myself the best chance to play in at the professional level, so I thought maybe, you know, being a position player would be that route. But you know, you swing at too many breaking balls that bounce in the grass, that dream ends pretty quickly. So I could always throw strikes, and felt like I was competitive on the mound. So the velo ticked up a little bit as a senior in college and got a chance to play pro ball, and from that point on I've been a reliever. So you know, the reliever thing didn't start till very late in my baseball journey, but seems to be definitely the right way to go for me. So it's been fun.
I mean, I want to go back to something you said. You mentioned throwing the fastball and the cutter around 50-50. There was a time, and we'll go take you back to your college time, there was a time where the thought process was, we don't want to throw too many breaking balls because it might put our pitchers at risk. Are we now in a place where we have more data to understand that that may not actually be the case? Because you're not the only pitcher making this move where – You're using your fastball a little bit less and more your breaking stuff or your secondary stuff. Do we just have data now saying, hey, it may not be as we thought it was in terms of how much we need to throw sliders or breaking balls in general?
Honestly, I don't know. You know, I love all the new data in baseball or data. I love all the new analytics stuff. I think it can only make you better as a player as long as you approach it the right way. But as far as the arm stuff, I'm pretty old school in that regard. You know, I don't know if all the pitch limit stuff and inning limit is doing better or worse. It seems like guys still get hurt every year. So
for me,
what I rely on is just how my body feels. You know, like if my arm feels great throwing 50% of both two pitches, that's what I'm going to rely on. I'm sure there are numbers out there. I haven't seen them, you know, as far as pitch usage, what the limits are or damage it does to an arm. But for me, if I'm feeling strong physically, throwing a certain number of pitches or throwing whatever, you know, for me, it differs for each guy. So I think it's dangerous to put a certain number on anybody, on any given person, just because we're all different. You know, we all bounce back. We all have things that make us tick differently as humans. So, in that regard, I don't know. I'm a little old school with that. So if I feel good, I'm going to keep throwing it. If it starts hurting, I might back off a little bit. So I think time will tell for me personally.
Emilio Pagan, we appreciate the time, Emilio, on game day. I just had one quick last question. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your time in Tampa Bay and whether you got to know Blake Snell, because we're starting to get to know Blake Snell, obviously, here in San Diego, and we like what we're getting to know. He is a terrific
Absolutely.
Guy, and he is a fun, very honest guy, but great to hang out with. Did you get to know Blake in Tampa Bay, and how much fun is it to have him as a teammate again?
I did get to know him. I got to know him really well, actually. As players, we all kind of gravitate towards the guys that are the most successful and try to pick their brain and learn from them. And Blake was very honest with me in the get-go as to what he saw and what he thought would help me personally as a pitcher. So you get to know the player kind of at first, and then, you know, as your relationship grows, I got to know Blake the person. And when I heard that he might be available in trades, you know, and AJ reached out to me and kind of picked my brain on what I thought, you know, pretty much my response was do whatever you can to get that guy, because he's an organization changer. And that has nothing, you know, nothing against the players we gave up to get him. I personally loved Luis Patino. I thought he was going to be a tremendous big leaguer for years to come. But for me, Blake Snell is a maker, and he's a guy that can help us win a division right now. So I was ecstatic when I heard we were in talks, and then when we landed him, I was even more happy. So, you know, I'm glad to have him on our side again.
Well, Emilio, we wish you the best of continued luck. Great start to the season, and keep it rolling, and keep putting up goose eggs. And
yes, sir.
I'm sure you'll be getting some ninth innings as the season goes along as well. And you've been one of the best relievers in baseball for the last 4 or 5 years, and we're glad to have you back for a second year in San Diego. So good luck, and have a good road trip, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Emilio.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There he is, Emilio Pagan, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, our Friar Friday interview. Don't forget, you can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.